can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Enemy is approaching fast. Requesting orders. General, what should we do?
There's no response from command. Or from party leader Creedy. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
But this country needs more than a building right now. It needs hope.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheists, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We call them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now.
I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
From my cold, dead hands.
Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Colonized America, we won't stand for tyranny. Oh, he. And it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there. When Washington took it.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we going to put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, "Get off of my back"? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds. And if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench. And we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
Alrighty, here we are. Let me make sure everything's bouncing. Welcome to Shooting Bench. It is the last day of January, the 31st. Starting a new, a lot of stuff going on next month, by golly. You know, this is, before I get started, let me do like I always do and go over here and check, see what we got for sound. I gotta figure out a better way to do this. I guess if I just turn on one of the other players, I could probably find out, but it's always nicer to get a little input there. Thank you, Yakima Glock. How many of you watched the State of the Union message last night? Come on, let's see a show of hands. I hope everybody did. It was an awesome speech, awesome content. Everything was great about it, except the Democrats. They were not great. They showed their typical abysmal, despicable attitude towards our president. And obviously it was just sheerly spite. There was no other reason. There's no way. Of all the things that he talked about. Oh, by the way, did you know, if you listened to it, did you hear the, the talk about the Second Amendment? I thought that was cool. And he talked about Hispanic unemployment being the highest ever. I should say the lowest. And no, unemployment was lowest. Yeah, that's right. And, everything from stock market to, the economy, the insurance, the taxes, everything positive and not just a little bit. And he's got everything that he needs to prove, every word of it. And they said that some of them actually booed when he said, some things. They didn't, no clapping or standing for the flag, for the anthem, for our veterans. He talked about the VA stuff quite a bit. And they all just sit there. It was despicable. And, some of you have read the thing that I wrote some years ago, 2012, actually. It was after Obama was elected, immediately after. And called the Democrats Enemies of Freedom. Well, I revised it a little bit in July of 2016 when we were getting close to election time and put some stuff in there about Supreme Court justices and whatnot and added actually quite a bit to it, but I left the original content like it was just farther down in the post. Well, after last night, I decided to put it out there again. This will be only the third time I've posted it in 5.5 years. It's not like I'm looking for a pat on the back here or anything, but I wrote this and I posted for the same reasons that I put the sign up there saying, if you voted for Obama, stay the hell out of my store. I'm not going to sell you anything because you're too stupid to own a gun. And it's for the same reason. If I take a notion to do it and it gets hit with one of these overwhelming feelings of frustration what the word I'm looking for. Anyway, I get pissed again. I may post it again next week. I mean, I just get frustrated and put it out there. But only 3 times in 5.5 years, so it's not too bad. And it's gotten a lot of response. A lot of people have read it that. Probably, after a couple of years, I get, several hundred more friends on Facebook so it doesn't hurt anything to post it and let everybody get a chance to read it. But, originally, Doc, boy, you got that right, buddy. You got that right. Democrats are children of Marx. Yep. They, purely anti-American, purely anti-Trump. I mean, not just, it's not like they were have some reason to be mad at him. It's not like he was out there trying to make up statistics saying how great I am. He has everything he needs to back it up, and he is great, and he is making America great again. So if he was doing a bunch of, you know, lies and racist stuff. Okay, yeah, I would sit there and ignore him too. Thumb my nose at him. But he wasn't. He is making America great again. And they don't care. All they care about is the fact that they lost. And they'll do anything, anything, to get him out of there. You know, if something happens and we get, you know, if the Democrats control both houses in 2020, well, maybe even before then, I guess the end of this year, huh? Maybe. Anyway, they, I see them going through the whole deal of impeaching him. I don't think they will, because I think that they, I think they stepped on their package last night. They're going to be a long time healing up over this, because even a lot of the Democrats didn't agree with the way they did things last night. It was just despicable to me. Just as bad. I said in my when I posted this thing most recently. Last night, or actually this morning, I guess, I said, you know, I've always despised the Democrat Party up until today. And today, I hate the Democrat Party. It has gone way over the edge. And I'm not saying I hate the every person in it, but the party itself is... despicable, and that sentiment goes back to it with some people way back, 1865, 69, somewhere in there, where they started showing their, you know, here's how far they'll go. I didn't know who this person was. I had to look her up because I don't watch CNN ever. Her name's Sally Cohn. Looks like a dude, dresses like a lumberjack. And all of a sudden she is a fashion expert, and sure, they're accusing Melania Trump of racism for wearing a beautiful, stylish white dress to the State of the Union message. See, they don't think this out. They're so retarded. They don't think about this at all, because the guy that wrote this story, and Melania looked good last night. She looked really good. And this white outfit she was wearing is very stylish and very awesome. And, so Elizabeth Landers, whoever that is, let's see, okay, she wrote something, Melania in all white, winter white is such a look, and it's a glamour, okay. And then Sally Cohn says, clearly her outfit is a blatant attempt to pander to her husband's base, meaning, obviously, Trump supporters. Really? I mean, really? How retarded are these people? I don't even get it. unbelievable. NM Glock, I don't know if she has a beard or not. She probably shaved it off for the State of the Union message. So anyway, that's enough of that story to let you know what happened. But this guy that wrote the story, now he did a little research, and this is why they don't think. This is why they're so stupid. He come up here and, you know, I'm getting a little carried away with the stupid, the retarded bit, but I can't help it. I am absolutely just beside myself with the way these people acted last night. I cannot stand it. But he dug around a little bit, and here, lo and behold, here is Hillary Clinton at an election deal, rally. Wearing all white, pantsuit, of course. Here is Elizabeth Warren in her racist, anti-Native American, pure Snow White top here, Nancy Pelosi, in her KKK uniform, all white. Well, she's got kind of a lilac shirt on underneath it, or top, whatever it is. But she's wearing white. And holy cow, Michelle Obama, all white, except for the black showing around the edges, but all white in the presence of the Queen of England. Sally Cohn, her very own self, wearing a white shirt under her lesbian blue blazer. And then a picture of exactly what the Democrats want us to believe, a picture of the Ku Klux Klan in all their splendor in 100% white. All white. But this, see, they don't think this out. Because 100% of the Klan was and may still be, I don't know, but originally Democrats. It was a faction, an arm of the Democratic Party, wearing all white. So yeah, if you want to compare Melania's white dress to these guys all dressed in white and being racist, okay, but how about the fact that all of them are Democrats? How does that fit into your story? I don't get it. I just do not get it. So, anyway. So, if you're wondering what exactly the definition of in the year 2018 of, hey, thank you, Ann M. Glock. There's another picture of Michelle and wearing all white. So if you're wondering what the definition of is of racism in this day and age, it is anything that Trump and his family do. Whatever they do is racist. Doesn't matter what he did for, you know, there's a lot of blacks starting to come around and say, you know what, this guy makes sense. Starting to understand. There's a lot of, quite a number of black, typical guys on, and gals on YouTube talking to these other blacks saying, you know what, y'all are missing the boat. You're not seeing what's going on here. You're not understanding this. So this is a good man. He's helping us out. He's doing what he said. He's making America great again. Really is. Of course they do. And that's for those of you not on the chat room, and Nan said she really thinks they have a brain defect. They do. It's how do you come up with some of these retarded ideas, the stupidest things in the world? Where do you get that? I mean, this is stuff that movie writers can't dig out of the dregs of the deepest, darkest hole in the world and come up with some of these retarded ideas. I cannot fathom how they make some of this stuff up. If they could find one grain of truth, one tiny little thing to support or plant that seed to give them an idea of how to do some of this, you know, maybe I could get it. But there's no such thing. Doesn't exist. They make this stuff up from scratch, like biscuits. And, Nan, I don't know if you were, let's see if I've got it on here. Stand by. Yes, I do. I wrote this, back in about 2006. 2007, maybe, when we had the store in Farmington. And Nan says they have a brain defect. Well, here's exactly what I wrote and put it on a sign. I still got the signs out there in the shop right now. It says, liberalism is not a political choice. You guys have heard some of this. Liberalism is not a political choice. It is an incurable mental illness that has done to America in 2 decades what our enemies could not do in 2 centuries. Okay, I know it goes way back more than 2 decades. Okay, I'm talking about the damage that they've done most recently. We could change those timelines to be a little more historically accurate, but it gets the point across. And I do very much believe that it is, I guess I shouldn't say it's completely incurable, because once in a great while, you come up with this miracle child. Someone that is liberal, not a whole lot of them, but someone that wakes up one day and somebody punches their lights out and they wake up, you know, in a room full of conservatism and a lot of it rubs off, soaks in a little bit. And Chris Ann Hall is one of those people. Some of you may not know that. Chris Ann Hall was a screaming liberal way back when. And her dad still is. Her dad, they cannot hold a conversation about politics. She can't talk to him. Won't talk to him. She loves him. They'll talk about fishing and they'll talk about, you know, other stuff and making biscuits and spreading gravel in the driveway or whatever, but they won't talk politics. And Chris Ann Hall, sometime, I believe it was in the 90s, I don't remember the details of the story, but she woke up one day and said, you know what, this is all a bunch of crap. And now she is probably one of the most, if not the most, educated, staunch, constitutional speakers and teachers in the country. If you have not been to one of her classes, you can see some of her stuff on YouTube. You can order some DVDs of her, but to go and see it live, I've been to, let's see, probably six or seven, maybe eight of her classes. Of course, I was in charge of security for her for about 5 of them. No, about all of them. Because this last one we went to in Snowflake, I took my guys over there and we were running security for her there too. So I guess that's how I got in on all of them. But she's amazing. She surely is. And I got some other stuff I wanted to talk about. We're going to take a little break here in just a second. If you saw that the Finnecombs, Jeanette Finnecombe has filed a lawsuit against the feds, substantial lawsuit, God bless her. And this is going to cost her a whole bunch of money. And I know that she absolutely hates to ask. But she's asking once again that you dig deep and offer a little help trying to get this Fed deal. And a lot of the people that were in the, having a hard time, I'm just pissed tonight, I can't stand it. But the people that were in the cab of the truck with Lavoie, they are also filing a lawsuit, as they should. I hope they're filing it against the Sheriff's Department, Harney County Sheriff's Department, and the Oregon State Police. And I believe they're naming the feds in that too, and some other people. So this is going to be the most eventful year in your life. Now, I'm not saying that 2019 won't be more eventful, but this year will be the most memorable. I shouldn't say memorable, because obviously when your children are born and you get married and all this stuff, those are much more memorable, but eventful. You will remember this year. Guarantee that.
So, anyway, I'm going to take a little break and I'll be back.
Complaining, it has taught me how to stand and fight for what I believe in. I guess that's just how I was raised. I find it hard to walk away. Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with a radio blastin' and the bird dog on. Yeah, speed travel, my head sound the town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you're going to get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come in, the white folk get riled up, you know, members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you, you know, the people going to get, people just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon, and come out of Idaho and California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies. And you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Cope Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's after him, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
Okay, we're back. I wanted to share something with you here real quick before we get started again. I'm going to put a link in the chat room for you. I was trying to spit out here while I was being mad, and I still haven't gotten over it.
But the Finicums are trying to raise money to get this lawsuit paid for. They're going to need quite a bit. So, and they don't ever ask for cash. A lot of people do. They donate cash. Sure they do. But they never do. There's always something for your money. You know, autographed books. And if you guys don't have a copy of Lavoie's book, you really need to get on that. It's
amazing, but it's easy to read. It's not very long. There's no reason that you can't jump on that and read it, you know, pretty easily in a 2 or 3 days, even if you're a slow reader. But Only by Blood and Suffering is the name of the book. There's another one called One Cowboy's Last Stand. I haven't read that one yet. I'm not sure what that one's about. But they've always got bumper stickers and caps and T-shirts and stuff that you do. And, of course, you know, $5 T-shirts are not $6. You know, $5 T-shirts are, you know, $19 or whatever. You're paying, you're getting something. You're not paying for the T-shirt. You're paying to help them out a little bit. And so they're not at all unreasonable with their prices. As a matter of fact, I've several times asked them, are you sure that this is all you want to do? Because there's some of these things are, I think, worth more than that. I have one of the belt buckles. They're $35, and I've had it for, I don't know, a year and a half, I guess. And it's got Lavoie's brand on it. And let's see, let me put this in the chat room before I forget. There we go. All right. And they've got some new stuff now. I don't know why something's wrong with this chat room. Every time I try to post something, I have to mess around with it for 10 minutes to get it to post, and I don't know why. I can refresh that page, and sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Okay. Let's see. Is there anywhere other than Amazon to get Lavoie's book? Yeah, you can order it directly from their website. If I can get this damn link to post here, you could get it directly from them. They have a page. Let me just tell you, you can go to, there's more than one place, but you can go to Facebook and write this down. I'll keep trying to post it. It'll probably come up there in a minute. It is Endorsed Fundraising for Lavoie Finicum Family. Endorsed Fundraising for Lavoie Finicum Family. And on there you can get, they just came out with some round transparent stickers. Has his brand and then the hashtag Liberty Rising. Hashtag Liberty Rising, if you just type that in, you'll come up with 80 bazillion things that have to do with the Finicum family. They really pushed that. Turned into quite a deal. There's, you know, Lavoie Finicum's One Cowboy Stand for Freedom, and there's, you know, several other pages. Endorsed Fundraising for Lavoie Finicum Family. That's where you can find several things to get for to help them out with their funds. And they have another page, and I just can't find it right now. I'm under the gun here, so there we go. Okay, that page posted here. And thank you, Yakima Glock, for thinking of them. That's a good idea there. But you can also, if you want to go to Amazon, you can get a Kindle version of it. This is a book that you want to read, save, pass on to your kids, send them for Christmas gifts, you know, birthdays, whatever. This is a book that everybody ought to read. If you have not read it, you should read it. Make sure it is read. I've got a
paperback copy, and I've also got one of the hardback copies of hard copy, whatever you call it, and autographed by Jeanette.
All right, let's get into some of our stories here. We got that done. There's another thing. You know, I got one more thing that I need to share with you. And this will pertain more to New Mexico people than anyone else. And I'm going to find that right somewhere. And why am I not finding it? Well, I'll do it this way. Okay, let me just paste this in here. Let's see if this will work for me. Okay. All right, here we go. We got it. It took me a minute to get it done here. I had to send a message. Actually, that's why I was having such a hard time spitting stuff out a while ago. I was trying to type an intelligible message and talk intelligibly at the same time, and I was just not having a lot of luck. But as you guys may remember, I had a very, very good friend, and still do. He's still a very, very good friend in Farmington, out in Aztec, actually. Bloomfield's where I am. Anyway, Gary McDaniel is running for magistrate judge, Division I. Gary McDaniel is, he very much like Lavoie, in a lot of ways. He's constitutional, he's fair, he's a good friend, good guy. And if you're in that district there, in that division, you're able to vote, I would encourage you strongly to vote for Gary McDaniel for magistrate. And I'm going to put this link in the chat room for you. So if you want to go check it out, if my cut and paste thing, that's not working again. What in the heck is wrong with this? It's not my computer buttons. It works everywhere else. It just doesn't work in this cut and pick and chat room. So let me refresh it again. Paste that in there again and hit enter again and nothing happens. All right, well, let's move on to some other stuff and I'll come back and try it again in a minute. All right, stories. We have other stories. We've got lots of stories. Tonight's story night. Another thing I forgot to tell you. I told you about the class in Vancouver coming up, 11th, 12th, and 13th of May. The preceding weekend, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, I believe it is, or 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I think it's 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're doing a class over near Portland, and the exact location is not been disclosed yet. It may be filled up with a private group, so I may be talking about it for nothing. But I probably won't know for another month or so how it's going to run. But I've got a new class that I originally had designed just for these guys. And I say, you know what, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I think there'll be other places and people with, similar time constraints and maybe a little budget constraint that may like this. So I've created another class, which is a kind of a combination of, there it is, that's posted there now, Gary McDaniel stuff. It is a combination of 1, 2, and 3, but it's a little bit abbreviated. That is personal defense handgun 1, 2, and 3. So I've taken the best out of each of those three classes, and those are personal defense handgun 3 is a 3-day class with a night shoot, which essentially almost makes it a 4-day class. But it's always going to require that we have, that you take off three days. You know, if you're traveling to the class and all that, this makes it where it's a little bit more difficult to do if you're just barely going to get a weekend off anyway. So I abbreviated it just for these people because of that reason. And what it is a 2-day class, and the night shoot is at the end of the second day, which it's the end of the second day in the other class too, but there's another day afterwards. So now we end the class
the end of the second day, which is Saturday. We run it on a Friday and Saturday. And that way people have Sundays to travel, get their gear cleaned up, you know, get rested up and everything for starting a new work week instead of having to miss, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Monday to take the other class. So I think this is going to go pretty well. And obviously it's a little bit cheaper. I don't know if I've told you about the prices yet. Normally the three-day class is $950. And since there's other circumstances going on up in that part of the country anyway, then I have lowered that class for the second time in how many years? 2018, 11 years probably. Second time in 11 years I've lowered the price of that class $200 to $750. And this new class, it's called Paragon Handgun. It is, we shoot 200 less rounds of ammunition, 600 rounds of ammo, and the class is $600. And that works out pretty average considering the other classes, you know, a full day more, so. And one-day classes usually run, you know, $295, $325, depending on which class it is. And so I think what I'll do, if any of my listeners want to take this class, you'll have to call me directly because I'm not going to set up a whole other thing on the online store for that. But if you want to call me directly, if you're interested in taking that class in Portland, I'm going to knock $100 off of it. Tell me that you heard it on the shooting bench, and I'll knock $100 off that class for you. And you'll have what is essentially a another thing, the first 2 days, well, the only 2 days, both days are quite a bit longer than, you know, an extra hour or two than the other ones. So you're getting, let's see here, I think it's 9 to 5 the first day. Let me look here. Yeah, it's 9 to 5 the first day, 8 to 5 the second day, and then we'll take a long dinner break. The night shoot will start about an hour before dark, just like the other class, just like normal. So you're getting an extra 3 hours there from the regular class. So it's pretty good bargain, pretty good deal compared to some of the prices of some of the other people's classes and stuff. So anyway, all right, let's move on. There was, well, I don't know all the details on this one, but there's an FBI agent shot dead while he was, he shoots a kidnapping victim dead. We still don't know any details of that, so the story right now is kind of moot, but anyway, he shoots a kidnapping victim. He was gagged, bound, tied to a chair, and the FBI agent shot him and killed him. Not sure how that happened yet, but I'm sure he feared for his life, and it's going to be okay. But anyway, let me get some of my other ones here. Karma. I love it. This is one of those stories that has a happy ending. It was somebody had a surveillance video on their front porch. UPS pulled up here and dropped the package off, took it up, set it up on the porch, drove away. Here comes this car by. Sees it, backs up, lady jumps out, runs up to the porch, grabs the package, jumps off the porch, fell down, broke her leg. All on camera. I about had a baby laughing at that one. That just about did me in. It was funny. Okay, I'm trying to go through a bunch of these here. We're running short of time, very short of time. You saw the video, maybe, of the teacher that slammed the veterans. It was disgusting what he was talking about. Our military veterans, lowest of the low. And Pentagon got a hold of it, and they fired back at him here. Was it this last Monday? Yeah, I think this last Monday. And he had recorded this rant and called military members dumb poops and not intellectual people. And anyway, this teacher, I think, I've got another story here. I think that he has been relieved of his duties. And you know what, Doc? That's not even funny. Because she may very well sue that homeowner, and she may very well win. That is, that's one of the sick, disgusting things about our society that I just hate. So let's see if I've got that other story right there. Sally Cohn was on military. Okay, here we go. Military bashing California teacher pulled from classroom. City council duties pending investigation. So hopefully they'll find that he's a... You notice I muted my microphone there, so I wouldn't tell you. Wouldn't you hear me what I said there? Southern California teacher facing a firestorm after he is recorded by a student bashing the military in a profane classroom rant has been placed on administrative leave and removed from all assignments he'd be given as a city councilman. Gregory Salcido, El Rancho High School, and an elected Pico Rivera city councilman, will not be able to enter the classroom while school officials conduct an investigation. That's good. Very nice. I'm glad to see that. I hope something comes of it. Now, here's good. This happened up in Washington. Short story, but and no question, this guy's a Democrat. Guy planned to rob a Pizza Hut delivery driver of $80 worth of food. When the cops traced his order back to his phone number and address. If you're going to rob a pizza driver at gunpoint, then you probably should use somebody else's phone or a pay phone or dial *67 before you dial the number or something like that. But when you call this in the same number you ordered the pizza from 4 days earlier, commit the crime in your own apartment complex parking lot, use a gun you stole from someone at a party, and be in possession of said cell phone, gun, and pizza when they come knocking on your door, well, you're just going to have a bad day. I mean, pretty sure he's a Democrat. There's a company called, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Taran or Taran or something, T-A-R-A-N. Never heard of them until this story came out. Taran Tactical. Well, they hired a cute little model when they hired her, obviously for her looks. They should have told her, keep your mouth shut. If anyone asks you a question, refer them to me. But no, she took it upon herself here. She's not a shooter. She has ruined any chances she's going to have of being used again by anyone in the gun industry. And, of course, Tactical has rushed out there with a statement trying to conduct some damage control here. 28 years old, flight attendant from California and Hawaii. was interviewed with several other women by Glamour magazine for a piece entitled, "We Ask Real Women at the Biggest Gun Show, the World's Biggest Gun Show, Why Do You Own a Gun?" Of course, the gun show was the SHOT Show. And she was asked, "What do you say to people who question the value of a private citizen owning a gun?" What does she say? She says, "I think that if there were less guns, there would be less shootings, period. If the government came in and decided to take the guns away, I wouldn't be mad about it." And she's wearing a Taran tactical shirt, complete with her name printed on her across her chest. And appears in both these videos. She said, "You don't need to own a semi-automatic weapon or a silencer." And then she finished it up with her feelings there. But she said the framers didn't. Hang on a minute, I lost it. There it is. The framers didn't have AK-47s and everything else in mind when they imagined the right to bear arms and protecting yourself. Well, they came out right away quick with a statement saying that they had severed professional ties to the promotional model and friend, and made clear that her views were her own. You know, if you're going to do something like that, wouldn't you, NM Glock, hey, Susie B's joined us tonight. In, that's right, Copper, that's a call that a clue. Yeah. If you're going to hire someone to be a model for, you know, even if you're just doing it for her looks to bring people to your booth or whatever, don't you think it would be prudent to check on her or his attitude or feelings or leaning? Obviously, there was something there that they didn't check on. "Oh, you're pretty. Yeah, why don't you stand right over here and just shake that thing a little bit, and we'll get lots of guys over here to our booth." Well, that probably wasn't the best idea. Okay, well, I've got some more stories here. Let me see if I've got anything to throw out there real quick. Apparently, and for those of you in or near Oregon, or planning to travel to Oregon, apparently their governor has gone completely nuts. You should check on a bill, Senate Bill 719, and read the wording of 719. It pretty much does a tremendous amount of damage to the state's Second Amendment rights and their 14th Amendment rights with a one mere stroke of her pen. And it they've got it fixed up where they can do basically just almost come and confiscate your guns for little or nothing. If someone, it doesn't have to be any formal charges or anything like that. You just, someone says that you're a danger to yourself or others, or accuse you of something, and you are automatically on the list to get your guns confiscated. Hang on here, I'm having just a little bit of trouble. Okay, got it. So anyway, I'm not going to read the whole story. Senate Bill 719, Oregon Senate Bill 719. Check it out. See what you think. I know what you're going to think when you read it, so you don't have to come back and report in on that. Got some other things we'll talk about, maybe throw out a few little stories Friday. I will be back for Liberty Lounge, and I hope all of you can set aside a couple hours to come join me. We always have a blast on Liberty Lounge. It's 2 hours. It goes way faster than 2 hours ought to go, for dang sure. So, I saw I'm gonna take the serious side here for a minute.
I know that you guys are joking right now about the kilt. And I know that there are people still today that wear kilts even into battle. But I am not a fan. Not only, and aside from what they, I'm just not a fan of wearing a dress. But when you look at it from a tactical standpoint, it makes no sense to me. Where your legs are exposed to everything from body fluids in, you know, there's a reason they come up with a shooting position called rice paddy prone, so that you don't have to get down on your knees where there's blood and puke and poop and everything else in an alley somewhere or something. Briars, rocks, it just does not make any sense at all to me. But if you decide that you want to wear one, then by golly, have at it. I would never, ever take your right to wear your dress away. Susie B., you funny girl. All right, I'm going to get back to trying to close out of here, and I'll see all of you, hopefully, Friday night. So, good night. Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me. No explanation, no reconciliation.